It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than quarantine personal grooming. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. And I guess Pip will be in there. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined on the phone by Joe Curry, who's live from his beach house, which is nowhere near the beach. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. And Pip Helix, who finally has that time to count all the cat hairs on her lovely black dress. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
We are back. We are here. We're trying to get you through the pandemic. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. This is probably my favorite show of the year. It is the April Fool's Countdown Show, where we count down the biggest fools from last April 2nd to this moment right now, which is actually March 31st. It works out perfectly. And we have categories. We have categories. We have athletes. We have politicians. We have celebrities. We have Florida, which is a brand new category. We have anything. So it's fun. It's a good time. Pip comes with hers. Joe comes with his picks. I come with my picks. We battle it out. It's a fun thing. It can be hard to find fools in categories. To be honest, I usually do very well with this. I usually win these things. But I'm facing a little stiffer competition this year, I think, because Joe and Pip, like everybody else, they're in quarantine. So they should have had some more free time to bring it. Do you guys feel confident? Look at them laying down like a bunch of bitches.
Well, I call them like I see them.
All right, and I'm calling you a bitch. How do you like them apples?
Well, I am laying down. It's been a long day.
Now, the last show we did like this was Valentine's Day, was Love Fails, and as I recall, Joe came really strong on that show.
Right. Yep. And I felt the same way. Going into it, I felt that what I had was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, we'll see what happens. Sometimes I go to the show feeling that it's going to be really good, and then sometimes I don't do that well. There are some times I come in and feel like, well, I'm going to come in dead last, and I have some good stuff. I mean, the last one that we did was good. I mean, we had really good head-to-head stuff going on where it was, it was a really good show. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to own this shit. I've spent more time on this than I have on anything else in weeks because I can't be hustling gigs. You know, there's only so many jokes on Facebook you can throw up there and all. The past couple of days have been very labor intensive. Stories that I thought that I had for a few months that I thought were definitely going to make the list were cut at the last moment.
So, whoa.
Yes. So I feel good. It might be the wrong decision. We will see. But I feel good about this. Also, we got scamming scammers. We want to get you through this. We know everybody's watching a Tiger King. I have not watched Tiger King yet. I will get there. Joe and Pip now have the capabilities to watch Tiger King because I gave them jailbroken fire sticks. But I'm still guessing with all this time, they have not set them up yet.
No, I have not because I really have had no time to do it. But I probably will be placing a call in the next 2 weeks with you because I've had it with my cable company. They're fucking me like a teenage runaway.
That's the way you like to be fucked.
Yeah.
Fucked hard and dispassionately and given McDonald's and kicked out of the car. That's your request, my friend. So
that's not how it's supposed to happen.
That is the way it's supposed to happen. So usually what happens is, beginning of the show, we talk about what's going on. It's been a little tough, right, going through this thing. It finally kind of hit me. I got to tell you, New York, where all of us are, actually New York and New Jersey, where my parents live, are getting slammed with this thing. And I still got to go out there and do certain things. I make, I go to the supermarket. I make my deliveries to deliver the food for the needy kids. Now apparently I have to go to the post office. And you're not supposed to go out. And I also go down to Jersey to give my parents food. That I go, I'm a little scared. Like every day I'm getting a little bit more scared. I got more prep on. Now the wife made me for the first time last Friday. I had to wear a mask to the supermarket. That's not comfortable. I can't even see out of the mask. And it's not like one that goes flat across your face. It's like one of the circular ones. You know what I'm talking about? I have determined my face is not long enough for these masks.
Right, right. I know what you mean.
I need a more of a banana face. And it's not where it blocks my vision. But I'm going to the supermarket. I got my blue surgical gloves. I got my mask. I got my shades on. I am all protected. I am not taking any goddamn chances. So I'm walking down the supermarket. What do I see? Some motherfucking old guy going, not covering his mouth. Are you kidding me? And this is right on the heels where Joe and I had a heated debate on Facebook. About, you know, Joe's like, well, you got to sacrifice people. Joe doesn't realize he's one of the people that would be sacrificed. He's got diabetes. He's a prime target.
But see, and this is where everybody's jumping the gun and the sacrificing. Basically, the whole thing started on my opinion on Trump, saying, well, we need to get back to normal. And he was going to, it's been revised to the end of April, but the date it was going to be looked at. And I need to clarify, looked at. Was April Easter? I believe it was April.
Yes, be Easter. The churches will be packed.
Oh boy, people! Oh, you're a Nazi. You're this. You're big.
You're a Nazi.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm one of my nemesis's age. They called me a Nazi, a piece of garbage, vomit, whatever.
So they've hung out with you.
My resume.
They've hung out.
Yeah, right, but yeah, I'm not disagreeing. But it was the whole thing where it looked to be discussed. Where there's a tipping point. Where you have to decide to move on. Now, by tipping point, it's like after reviewing everything, after discussing how the virus is progressing, how the virus is regressing.
Hey, all right. Joe and I were on opposite ends of the spectrum. Joe doesn't realize he would be one of the people that sacrificed because he's prone to it. You know, he's got diabetes is a pre-existing condition that unfortunately this COVID loves. So Joe and I were arguing on Facebook. I'm like, no, you can't sacrifice the old people. I see this old son of a gun coughing down the aisle, not covering his mouth. I'm like, this bitch needs to die. He needs to die. Joe was right. Give me a can of peas. I'm going to nail him right in the temple. He's going to die by Jolly Green Giant. That's what's in my head. How do you go out and start coughing and not cover your mouth? Who are you?
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Yeah. And I was in one of the supermarkets out by me on Saturday, and there was a girl over by that worked at this place that was coughing, and I'm like, I'm like, you know what? Let me just get my stuff and go. But I almost like was going to call the manager. Go, why is she here?
I'll tell you
and
what.
You
hear a cough now, it stops you. Honestly, my wife started coughing in the middle of the night. I said, you know what? It's going to be time. I'm going to have to put this MyPillow to good use. This bitch needs to die.
Yeah. But I tell you, I was at the day program. We come into the day program now. What it was is that. We have a full staff. However, 90%, probably 85% of them are working from home. There's actually four of us now. Our operations department has been told to go home, work from home. My IT guy has been told to work from home, to go home. And it's me and four other people. And like I said, the reason I still go in is because I'm alone. I live alone. I'm a loner. I'm not the most socially adept adept person. But it gets to a point where I need to get out of the house. I can't be here alone all day and all night.
You mean like the rest of us? The rest of us are home.
Yeah, but still, it's just I need certain things available to me.
Joe, you could you could have other people in your house. You would still find the corner to be alone.
I have. Are you kidding me? Joanne used to tell me all the time, "We might be married, but you're a loner." And I'm like, okay, close the door and the light,
I'm busy in here doing nothing.
Yeah, funny. But here's the deal. To get for me to get from my home to the day program on a regular day is an hour or an hour and a half to get there. I'm getting there at 30 minutes flat.
Well, Joe, I'm glad you could find the silver lining in all this. Traffic has eased. Look at Joe, always the optimist. Hey, people are dying left and right here in New York, but you know what? The LIE is a goddamn dream right now.
It is. It's almost worth the sacrifice.
Joe's the only one who's rooting for the virus. He's like, don't flatten the curve, fatten it, fatten the curve. I need to get to the office.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean,
who's going to be around to order plumbing supplies?
Yeah. Joe is an essential business.
I tell you, though, the people I work for are very, very good. They're keeping us all on because it got slow. You know, it did get very slow. They're keeping us all on. They said, look, we got enough to keep us going through April. So, you know, everybody's got their job, which is very nice of them to do. So they've always been very good people to work for, you know.
Yeah.
So, I got that. So, you know, luckily that's working out. And it's funny, you know, basically we rep a chemical company, and they sent something this morning where they're going to start to make hand sanitizer. And we sold almost everything out in 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so hand sanitizer is like crack now. Last week on one of my excursions where I risked, I'm like Indiana Jones going out there right now. I really do need a bullwhip. I think I have a bullwhip around here somewhere. I got to dig out the bullwhip when I go out. That's what I need. It's a big, long, healthy bullwhip. Anyway, I go out there.
Hold on 1 second. What? Now, we started with the foreplay show.
I said
and
healthy.
And then we're going to have some girthiness in the middle. And you're talking about the bullwhip. Are you trying to kill me?
Yes.
Funny.
But anyway. So I forgot about this. Last week, there's a rumor that CVS is going to have hand sanitizer. So now...
That's a word on the street.
Seriously. Yeah, I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around with Purell. But there's a rumor that CVS is getting a shipment of hand sanitizer. So now me and the wife, like, we're goddamn Indiana Jones trying to get the thing in the opening scene, that, like, gold head and everything. We got to shift the sand. We're going out there. And this is, I think they open up, like, at 9, 8 or 9 o'clock. It's nothing ridiculous. I'd already been up. But it's nothing ridiculous. But for her to get up, you know, that's an accomplishment. I think it was 8 o'clock. So, but there's already people lining up and everything. And she's like, oh, you want to sit in the car? I'm like, fuck no, I don't want to sit in the car. I'm going out there. I'm standing on that line. And, you know, and so the wife gets out, and she's talking with people. I'm like, who the fuck is talking to people online at CVS trying to get COVID supplies? These people are your competition. Focus, woman. Focus. You can't be making nicey nice. You need to know the layout of CVS. So if you want to get toilet paper or hand sanitizer or whatever, or paper towels, you need to know where that is. You can't be cheating. Chit-chatting away?
No, you can't. You just have to go in like supermarket sweep, like we said before.
Yeah.
You have to go in, and it's like knocking over old ladies and every man for themselves.
But here's the thing. I'm waiting online like a fucking animal. I used to wait online for Van Halen tickets to see Skid Row. Now I'm online for fucking hand sanitizer. Are you kidding me? Is this what my life has devolved into? I used to get the wristband for maybe you could get the tickets. Now, oh, please, let me get the 2 ounces of hand sanitizer. Let today be my lucky day. Like you're getting blown by the hottest chick in school. This is better than that. And by the way, I never did. But and this is better. This is better than that. So the wife makes nicey nice, and there's this woman who has all these ailments. So she's ripe for the COVID 19, whatever the fuck number it's up to. She's ripe for the COVID. So the wife has heard this sympathy story. I'm not hearing any of this shit. I got blinders on. I'm focusing. We're here for sanitizer, baby. I don't got time to make nice.
You know me. I usually talk to everybody in every store everywhere, but I'm just like, you know, get the hell away from me.
Yeah, well, she's making nice, but I'll tell you what, she's also got knowledge. This one, she's fucking sneaky, my wife. She heard it on the street or in some mom's Facebook group, one or the other, but she heard it somewhere that If they do get the hand sanitizer, it's not going to be where it normally is. It's going to be behind the counter. So the door's finally open. It's like fucking Walmart on Black Friday, and you're about to score that huge flat-inch TV for $150. We can't wait to get a toilet paper. We don't care if it's one ply. It's there. We need it.
Yeah.
So I go in, and I'm looking for the hand sanitizer, and it's not there. But the fucking wife, the smart wife, she goes right to the counter. And you know how many hand sanitizers they had? How many hand sanitizers do you think was on that shipment from the night before?
I don't know.
Probably three cases.
Three cases, Joseph. What do you say, Pip?
I was thinking about that.
Okay, take your time and get back to me next show. All right, fine.
No, I was thinking about three kids.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you were thinking about the question.
Jesus Christ, could you see Pip playing blackjack? Holy cow.
Give me some time, Mr. Dealer.
Maybe I'll raise you.
So, they get on their shipment from the truck the night before two bottles of 2 ounces. Two goddamn bottles on the fucking truck.
Oh, two bottles?
Two bottles, not two cases. Two bottles.
Two bottles?
You gotta be kidding me. That wasn't in the rumor.
That wasn't in the rumor. No, you're right, Joe. It was not. But my wife, she gets the one bottle, and this is how good of a person she is. She's like, you know what? I'm going to find the woman who's got the pre-existing conditions, and I'm going to tell her, and I'm going to tell the desk to hold it for her. And she did that. So we got our one little bottle, and she hooked up the other woman. So that was good. We got them. It was the best thing ever. It was like I won the goddamn lottery. I got my CVS store brand hand sanitizer. Not even Purell. Not even the good shit. Like this is the bag of weed that has seeds in it, but you know, you're just happy to have it at this point.
Yeah.
That's what I scored. I scored the weed with the seeds, but I don't give a shit because I scored.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
your wife got your family some much needed karma points.
Yes, well, somebody should in this house because I certainly
won't.
That's
what I'm saying.
You're a creep. I posted it on Facebook yesterday. I had to get my prescriptions, so I call up the pharmacy and I'm like, I'd like to call my prescription. They go, okay, here's the deal. Call us 15 minutes before you come. Give us your information, and we're gonna meet you by the front door. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I posted on Facebook. I'm like, when is buying drugs now like buying drugs?
It's crazy.
You know? I know.
But it's good. It's good. I had I got pizza last night. I had to go in the pizza place. I put my stupid mask on. I put my gloves on like I'm robbing the place. I look like I'm going to rob the place, except I'm actually giving them money. It's the worst fucking robbery ever. But then you put your little mask on. You're all geared up now. You can't just walk. Our lives have changed, and they're going to be changed for the foreseeable future. And here's something I have noticed through people's social media postings. The personal hygiene apparently was the first thing to go. Now, maybe this translates for the zombie apocalypse. Maybe you think, well, you know what? If I smell like shit and I look like shit, a zombie won't want to eat my head. But presumably you're living with people. Take care of yourselves, you friggin' bunch of degenerates.
Yeah. Well, I am a degenerate, and I realized that I was offending myself. So listeners can know that I am fragrant as a fresh bloom because I took a shower right before the show.
Oh, there you go.
I did it for you people.
See, you peopled you. That's what Pip does. Most racist person on the show, she you peopled you. Anyway.
Y'all people, y'all don't take care of yourself. Y'all gotta look nice.
See, I'm pretty much showering every day, and I realize the key to this is because I've kept out my workout program. So because of that, you know, but I'm pretty much every day I'm putting on jeans and a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or something, and I'm shaving on my regular thing. But my hair is getting really long. And pretty soon, you people are going to tune in, and I'm going to have a mullet. It's going to be the 2020 Rosenblatt mullet. It will not be a pretty sight because my hair naturally flocks to mullet. It's like, you know, we know what music you like. Let's just have your hair give a tribute to it. So it's getting long. What?
It knew. It knows which way to grow.
Yeah, no, seriously. I'm going to be looking like Joe Dirt here in a very short order. I know this. I mean, right today it looks okay. You know.
All right. Every calm down. It's like all these people, let me get to the bar. But, you know, that's not like you're going to look like you're a caveman. Relax.
Oh, so the guy who could shave his own head and doesn't have to worry about it?
I haven't shaved my head in a while, though. I don't feel like it. I'm a wild man.
Really?
Yes.
So what do you got, like peach fuzz on the side? Like you look like an accountant?
Yeah, I don't have to. Yeah, because the only time I do, if you notice in the promos for the show, I haven't. I mean, I shave my face, to do promo. But basically, yeah, I don't, I'll do it when I have to. You know, I mean, there's no gigs, there's no nothing, you know. I mean, I have to look presentable. I mean, I look presentable, but yeah. You know, if I don't have to, I'll let it grow out. I haven't had my hair grow out in a while.
I am maintaining my regimen. I also am not really gaining weight on this. I mean, I want to thank the stomach bug I had a couple of weeks ago, which knocked me down a couple of pounds. So I've been pretty much maintaining. So I got that going. But I guess a lot of people are just home and they're like eating their faces off and everything. We're going to be fatter. We're the only country that can have a pandemic and come out of it fatter than when we started the pandemic.
To tell you the truth, I'm actually losing weight because basically what it is, due to my regular schedule, it's like I have usually on a Monday there might be a writing meeting, there's a rehearsal, our show, then a gig at the club. I usually eat at about 12:30 at night. Mm-hmm. You know, but now I'm living like a human being. I'll eat at 8 o'clock. I'll eat at 9. The latest I'll eat is 10. So basically, and I don't, when I'm home, I don't eat that much. If I'm out, you know, but for some, which is a good thing. So when I'm home, I really don't eat that much, and I really don't have, you know, many snacks here to have, you know, just what I bring to lunch. So I'm losing, you know, I've lost weight. It's the lowest weight I've been in about 5 years. I'm at 219 now.
Oh, look at you!
And I want to get down to 200. I mean, it's 19 pounds away, but I want to try to get down to 200 because that's what my GP says that I need to be at. That's what the endocrinologist says that I need to be at. Endocrinologist says for the diabetes. So yeah, so that's my goal.
You know what I'm thinking, Joe? I think I'm thinking pandemic version of Fat Horse Challenge. I think we might be getting the Zoom upgrade if that's the case. For those who don't know the Fat Horse Challenge, that's something we did years ago. Joe had to lose 2 pounds.
2 pounds a week.
Joe wanted to lose 5 pounds a week, and me and Pip were like, no, that's ridiculous.
No.
You'll die.
Yeah.
So Joe had to lose 2 pounds a week, and if he did, it was a victorious week for Joe, and we were all happy for Joe. If he did not, we were happy for us because Joe had to eat horrible, horrible things like cat food.
Oh,
yes.
And
terrible things.
And escargot and a whole thing of Velveeta.
Escargot, yeah, and some of the disgusting things I enjoyed. And what finally broke me was Trucker Tom when he had the I had to eat the onion.
Yes.
And I don't think I couldn't take a break or whatever, but it was awful.
You were timed is the thing that broke you.
It was the time.
It was like you're eating a sweet onion, so it wasn't the worst thing, but it was like you had to do it in a certain amount of time, and you just couldn't motor through that giant onion.
Well,
I do not blame you.
Yeah, because what it was is everything was fine up till then, because basically the rule was is that I had to eat what was disgusting, but I had the segment to do it. But now, because it's stupid, and his new time rule idea, then the other dumbbell liked it. Now I got to wolf stuff down that's absolutely atrocious.
Well,
and that's what caused my demise.
Pandemic Fat Horse Challenge is on the table. I am certainly open to that. And also, Pip and Joe might have forgotten this, but there was a conversation where whenever we get to all come back together, if we all survive this thing, Pip will bring back a classic and lick Joe's foot. I did not forget. I look forward to that, Miss Helix.
Oh God!
And I remind now, what was the punishment that you would have to lick my foot, or is that punishment?
That's the punishment. What, you think licking your foot's a pleasure?
No. I was not planning that this was going to be something that I was definitely doing. I said it as a joke, but I am a sport. And because it seems to be a popular item on our videos, and when we get back together, Joe, it's your body, so I need
actually a consent from you, but I will take one for the team.
Joe, do you consent?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You might have to get one other person. You might have to get one other person's consent, but I think it'll be fine.
I think she understands the spirit in which it's intended.
I got to tell you,
it's not foreplay.
This virus cannot end soon enough now for me. I look forward to Pip licking Joe's foot. I can't wait.
Oh, great! So now when we get close to April 30th. And you're like, I agree with the president. No, that's fine. We all got to get back.
No.
We got to get back to normal. Normal means licking Joe's foot.
That's not normal for anybody ever.
So I got a couple questions for you guys. Since I'm no longer living real life, I have reality TV. So a couple of these came on two of my favorite shows. So I am watching Jersey Shore. Pip's a fan of Jersey Shore.
I have watched it a bunch of times.
So Angelina is engaged. Angelina is one of the characters on Jersey Shore. She's engaged to this guy, this dude named Chris. They're having this big party. Chris is not there at the club celebrating Jay Wow's divorce. I'm just giving backstory here till I get to the question. So Angelina invites a mutual friend of hers and Chris, who happens to be a guy who lives down the block. The guy shows up. At one point in the evening, Angelina and this dude are holding hands. The other female roommates are like, that's wrong, you shouldn't be doing that. Chris is pissed off. It's a mutual friend. Is holding hands a big problem?
Problem.
A problem.
A mutual friend?
It's a mutual friend, Joe.
Yeah, it could be a problem.
It's a problem.
That's a problem.
See, I guess, I don't know if it's worth a big fight, because there's a big fight about it. But I guess, you know what? You got a little bit of trust, right?
Yeah. But what are you doing? Like, this is a sign of affection, and what are you doing?
Yeah, but I'm affectionate with friends. Not anymore.
You don't hold my hand.
Well, yeah, but look at you. Why would I? You don't even shave your head anymore. You're not even trying.
Joe, as much as you beg, you won't hold your hand.
I will not.
That's all right.
I'll hold your hand while Pip licks your foot. How about that?
Oh, I'm holding you to that.
I'm holding you to that, too.
The worst threesome ever.
I'm going to leave that there.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't get a pervert in a raincoat to jerk off to that.
All right, but why would I want a pervert in a raincoat to jerk off to that? You know, guys, you know what would make this better? If we could just get a pervert in a raincoat to sit in the corner and jerk off while we have this unholy tryst. That would make this better. And Joe's like, I don't know, man. Check the Rolodex. But I don't think one's going to come out at this late hour.
Yeah, right.
You know what? We need pay-per-view.
You know how picky those perverts and Rolodexes are. They won't jerk off to just anything unless it's in a subway car.
Yeah, they've gotten all finicky.
Yeah, they have. So the other question from my reality TV shows, I bring it back again, 90 Day Fiancé. So I brought this couple up last week. There's this Nigerian guy, he's 30, his name is Usman, he's a rapper, goes by Soulja Boy in Nigeria. I guess he's somewhat of a big deal in Nigeria. He's with this 52-year-old American from York, Pennsylvania. She is very, very jealous. She's there in Nigeria to see him. He had written a song for her called I Love You. It was recorded. It was his song to her, released for her. Now, in the video.
Hey, well, hold it. She's 52, and what did he rhyme with menopause?
I don't know.
I
don't know. I'm jerking for a cause. Anyway. So they're together. Now, so he makes a music video. And in the video, he gets a woman, a Nigerian woman, a model, to play Lisa. That's her name, I believe. I believe it's Lisa. She gets very upset about this. And she orders that the model be removed from the video. So they got to re-edit the video. So they have the grand debut in this Nigerian club. She's, you know, the woman from New York, from Pennsylvania's there. Soulja Boy's there. His fans are there. His adoring fans. He's very affectionate to this woman and everything. The fans do not like the video. And before this, Soulja Boy's friends and people in the industry said, "You're hurting his career. He needs to have. Why are you so jealous? He needs to have that woman in the video." So my question to you is, who's right? Should the woman have stayed in the video, or was the woman from?
Yeah. The woman stays in the video. I mean, once your chick starts dictating what's doing with the band, that's, she's got to go. Ask John Lennon, you know? I mean, but, you know, once your chick starts telling you what to do with the band, out in Z.
What do you say, Pip?
Is decided by the band.
What do you say?
I agree.
Yeah?
I agree that this is his art. This is his job. This is part of the business. It's like, if you're with a guy who's in music and you don't want him to have fans, you don't want him to, like, dance with the chicken in the video, you are with the wrong guy. That's the business.
And
she
does go after his fans on Instagram and everything, because, you know, they're all very affectionate and everything towards him, because, you know, he's a decent-looking guy, and these are pretty women, and she gets very jealous and goes after him. I kind of agree. I think she's got to know her role. You got to understand, you know, he's making a career, and this is part of the career. That's playtime. Me and you together is real time.
Right.
This rap. How old's the guy? The rapper.
I want to say he's 30. He's 30 or 31.
And he's dating some 52-year-old woman.
And she's not a good looking 52.
Ooh. Where was his career going?
Well, I'm sure coming to
hot chicks.
You know, I'm sure coming to America makes things a little better. But he seems to really be into her. And from what I understand, they are now actually married. But I think we were all on the same page. She can't be doing that. She's her. You got to understand, you're with an entertainer. And these are things that you have to do. It's like the same thing if you're dating an actor or an actress and they have to have a kissing scene. You got to be cool about it. Now, like, I'll give you an example. The wife does not want me talking about her in my act. Now, I really don't write that way. But there have been times you go, well, you know what? You like the money it brings in, so why don't you just relax?
you know what? That's a little bit different.
How do you figure?
When you're making the jokes and you're making the project about your real life, then you know what? A lot of things that can be jokes could be misconstrued as you're making some kind of, underhanded comments to me through
you're reading too much into it. I mean, our jokes are an exaggeration of our life.
When I was married to Joanne, you know, there was a treasure trove. Matter of fact, I still got one. I still got one bit. We've been apart 3 years, and I still have one brand new bit that I brought out from the marriage. And she was always, to her credit, she was always good with it. However, there was one time I was doing a joke about my sister-in-law, and I was goofing on my sister-in-law, and we're at the club, and this one comic comes up and goes, "Oh, Joe, that joke about your sister-in-law was very funny." So I explained the joke to Joanne, and I got my ass reamed. "You can make fun of me. I don't care. You bring my sister into it. I'll wring your frickin' neck." Yeah, she got very, very defensive. So I never... After that, I never did, you know. But with her, it was always okay.
Well, yeah, she was a good sport.
You know what? I mean, good for her. Actually, that's I would imagine that she had to have a thick skin to be with you in the first place, Joe. I mean,
thick skin, bad hearing, poor vision. You know, these are the things you need to be with Joe. Thick
poor vision? Did you say? Oh my God! That's funny.
If you could bring these to the table,
I know he's saying that, and he's like, "Yeah, poor Vic. Fuck you, man."
Listen,
I know it's like it's something that you would never tolerate somebody saying about you, but when you say it about yourself, that's funny.
That insult just moseyed on in, you know.
Well, Joe, we can't be barging in these times of social distancing.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So
don't barge in.
Before we take our break, Miss Helix,
yes.
Your Facebook page, It's. I feel like it's. I feel like it's classic Helix as we're kvetching about the overlords. What's going on, Bubba?
Well, you know, I do work for a she-demon.
A she-demon? They're the only type of demons. Yeah. There's no male demons. It's all women. It's all she-demons. That's why they're red. They're full of blood.
Not all the time. It comes gushing out. I went there.
Good for you.
I call her Karen because she is the typical Karen. When she tells stories about her life outside of the office, I think she is, like, probably the most terrifying person to ever enter a store because she's one of those, she's not just, you know, let me talk to the manager. She's, let me talk to the CEO of the company. And
yeah, I dated a Karen. Yeah, I know.
You know?
I dated a Karen.
You know the Karen.
I dated a Karen. Yeah.
And she's got not that hair that has the little spikes up in the back, but she's got that choppy, over PC highlighted hair like a Karen.
She's a lesbian.
What's that?
She's a lesbian.
No, she's not. She's got kids. She was married.
Yeah, but that's all. What do they call it? A costume? What do they call it? A mask? What do they call that?
Oh, you mean like
a beard?
A beard, yes. Yeah, that's all a beard. No, she's going to come out. You know what? I think that's why she's so hard on you. Secretly, she likes you. She's like a kindergartner. She can't express her emotions maturely.
Oh, my God. If she's in love with me, and this is her way of showing it, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah, maybe she thinks you like it rough and mean.
You know what? I don't like the rough stuff. Karen, you got to back off.
Karen the lesbian.
Oh, God, she will kill you with kindness and make this giant fake smile and this, like, her voice goes up and she's, like, all happy and nice to people when she's got to kiss their ass. But then she comes back with this stern bullshit and micromanaging and, demanding and, oh, my God, it's the worst. She's diametrically opposed to the woman who was my superior when I took the job. And then, like,
right.
2 months, and she's out. And then she demon walks in, and my life has been hell ever since.
Can we just call her Sheeman? Can we just call her Sheeman, combined she-demon, Sheeman?
Sheeman?
Sheeman.
Sure.
Karen the Sheeman lesbian. I feel like we could write a poem. Joe, why don't you get together with Fragile Sky and write a song? You guys have time.
No art has been created in her name.
What?
Ever. No art has been created.
Sure, and then we'll put like a woman in there, and it'll be like too attractive, and you'll demand that Joe takes her out of the video. if you want me to lick your foot, Mister, you take that attractive Sheeman out of the video. Real Sheeman does not look like that. I will not lick your foot.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm never licking your foot, lady. Never licking the foot.
No, you were going to punish Joe and not lick his foot if he doesn't take attractive Sheeman out of the new Fragile Sky video that's about her.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Joe, that's it. I won't stand for this.
Right. Meanwhile, Michael is probably watching. I'll probably get a call. Why are you putting the chick in the video for her? You didn't ask me.
No, Mike's probably going, you know what? Not a bad idea. We got time.
Yeah. You can get a chick, you know.
Why not? You know, we'll all record separately. We'll put it together in post production. Why not? It'll be a rockin' tune.
Oh God, help us all!
And Fragile Sky's a pretty heavy band, so it'd probably be a pretty kick ass song.
Oh yeah, we got chicks in there, you know.
I just had a ridiculously funny thought of
we'll be the judge.
The hood of a car flailing around. Trying to look Tawny Katane-ish, but failing miserably.
I like that. I like that.
I love that. Matter of fact, we're filming it once we get back.
I like that.
Never mind looking my foot. You're jumping on the hood of your car.
I like it better with Pip on the hood of a car, just awkwardly flailing around. And the car's full of crap that she bought at a garage sale.
Trying to like slide around the way Tawny Katane did it and like getting stuck and not even being able to roll over and
stuff. Because the car's not waxed properly, so you just hear skin screeching against the dirty hood.
Meanwhile, David Coverdale has to stop and help you get in this end table that you don't need that you just bought at a garage sale.
Well, Joe, unfortunately, David Coverdale cannot do that because he's having hernia surgery. So that's a heavy lift.
Yeah, that would be a bit much.
Yeah.
No, he would get me one of those little stair ramps that they have for dogs to get up on the bed and put that in front of the car so I can get up there.
I love the way you interrupt me to tell me that David, like everything else was so based in reality. Well, actually, it was.
Yeah.
All right, I stand corrected.
Everything we just talked about could feasibly happen.
Yeah.
And I got free and I got free time and a pretty good zoom on a camera, so I don't see why this shouldn't happen.
Everything else was based on reality except me being able to get up on that car by myself.
You know what? Mr. Helix is out of work. He can do something productive. He'll give you a boost. We'll cut him out of the scene.
He'll heave hold your ass up under the hood. Yeah,
sure. He heave hold your ass up at home. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Karen's being quite the pain in the ass.
Well, we got down to a situation where I did make a mistake. It was an innocent mistake. And there's two ways that she could have handled it. She could have just said, okay, you know, don't do that again. Or report me to, you know, an office in the corporation.
Right.
Because I made that mistake. And, of course, she opted for reporting me.
Oh, she sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stinks.
Yeah. So there was that. And you know then what, Pip? There was,
you know what I'm going to do for you? You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to track down that old coughing motherfucker at the supermarket, and I'm going to bring him to Karen's house.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Now, I don't know if he has anything, but she'll certainly be covered in phlegm, so that's got to be worth something.
I'd like to see her covered in something.
Yeah, well, anyway. That could be in the video, too.
Yes. I don't think that this is going to be a popular video, except in a really strange crowd.
Yeah, that's what we go for. So, anyway, go on.
So, this morning, things were very weird today, for example. I had to ask her a question, and she says that I'm too detail-oriented. And, I mean, that's part of my job, is these particular details. For some reason, she doesn't like that. So I had to ask her a question. I had to ask her a question by email about something that she said to me. And so now we're down to one-word answer email.
Ugh.
I'm like, ooh, it's cold in here.
Ugh.
I have a boss like that who he's a brilliant, brilliant person, but he gives you very little information. He tells you it very quickly. And if you try to ask him something, he'll give you one word answer. Not that he's being a dick, that's just the way he does it, but sometimes it's a bad thing because I need more information, you know?
Right. That's exactly it, is that she explains things badly. I got an email from her the day that I was just like losing my shit on Facebook that said that now I have to, because we're working from home and we have like conference calls twice a day, but now because she felt that I misunderstood her bad directions, now I have to write down everything I plan to do for the day as an agenda, and she will send it back to me with her corrections on how she would like me to do it.
Ugh.
I'm like, why don't you just fucking tell me what you want me to do?
Yeah, really?
It's the most like passive-aggressive, micromanaging style of manager that I've ever seen in my life. And when I got an email that actually said the words that I had to write everything down because apparently verbal communication isn't effective.
you want to know something? She's not a very good manager. When I, you know, basically I always learned that a manager, you know, if you're a good manager, that your people, if you train people well, that they will, you know, they could work well. As a matter of fact, when I was at my old day program, I remember I took some time off to go on the road, and my friend.
Hey guys, Joe, I don't mean to interrupt. But I just want you to know that the Facebook Live thing cut out, so I had to restart a new feed. So if you guys are sharing it like you should be, just be wary of that you have to share it again.
Yeah, I saw it cut out. And by the way, did you write Davinson on the little chalkboard there?
I most certainly did.
Yeah, right. It's a little better. It's funny as hell. Write like a retard. That's funny.
It's the only way I know how. I work with them. I write like them. It's what I do. Anyway, go on, Joe.
Oh, yeah. So when I got back from the road, my Lenore, who I used to work with, she goes, "We didn't need you." And I go, "You're not supposed to, because if I did my job, everything is supposed to go well because I trained everybody well." So and that's a case of a good manager where your people work very well and you're trained very well. I mean, you know, Don at my day program now, Don is, you know, been very good to me, lets me go to the show, stuff like that. When we need to, he's a very good manager where we all work very well together. The person you work for, Pip, is awful. She should be let go. She's not a good manager.
You know what I feel needs to be happen here, Pip? What happens often a lot in your personal lives, both of you and your business lives, I feel it might be time for you to put me in touch with Karen and me to tell her how to tell you what to do.
Oh, you to tell her how to tell me.
Yeah, because I'm going to cut out a step here. Because what's happening is you're telling her what you're going to do, and then she's telling you, no, I want you to do this, and then you're still not doing it. So what I'm going to say is, what I'll talk to Karen the demon to say that Karen should tell you what to do, and then you still won't do it, but you're cutting out a step here, and that increases productivity. So I'm really helping the end result. like Pip's incompetence and inability will remain the constant, but how we will get there at a much quicker rate.
Oh, you know what? It would be nicer if we could just get to the punishment stage earlier rather than the waiting around to see if I get punished part.
I can help her with that. I can help her with that. I can help her with punishment. We have gefilte fish shots. You know, we can even do the Fat Horse Challenge. There's all sorts of ways we could punish you.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I feel like you're not working to your potential, and worse yet, Karen's not managing to her potential. And fortunately, my calendar is fucking open till apparently forever, or at least April 30th. So I feel this is a great opportunity for us to really get focused so she can abuse you in a more direct, focused way, and you continue to disappoint her, because that's what you do, but we're cutting out the middleman, so it'll be one less thing for you to do in your day, so your workload will actually be easier. I feel like it's time to bring me into the equation.
You're available for consultation.
Yes.
I know. It's like, wait a minute. How fast am I getting to unemployment? I think that's the ultimate goal here, but
we could do that right quick. I can also, if you want to drag it out, I can also lower Karen's expectations of what you're capable of, because I have years of experience with that too. We could play this either way.
Well, you know what? I think that lowering her expectations would just make it that much quicker that I could get to unemployment so I could go find a better job.
Well, then we really need to have this meeting, because I could tell her that whatever she's telling you, it's too much.
Oh, God.
I could tell Karen that if she would just give you one thing to do a week, you still have the ability to disappoint her. I feel confident in that.
I think that you are going to be one of the references on my cover letter.
I would love to be one of your references. I can lie. Pip's the best. Best worker, hardest worker, so smart. Pip has a very good brain. Everybody says so. Pip has all the best words.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of good words for her.
Yes. So
you say that in my head a lot.
Yes, Joe.
Davin, I just got a weird request. I want you to touch the blackboard.
What, to make sure I'm live? You guys think I'm scamming you?
I want to make sure I got the watch party roll, because I had two up there. I just want to make sure that I'm the correct watch.
One hand is touching the blackboard. The other one is touching my left nipple.
Wait a minute. So what do you want, proof of life over there?
Joe wants proof of life.
Actually, I do.
Yeah, I did.
There's a lag time.
Yeah, there's a lag.
Oh, there he goes. Touched it now.
There you go. All right, enjoy that, kids. All right.
Yes.
All right. I don't have the correct one rolling.
Oh, right. I see the nipple rubbing. I'm very, very excited now.
Pip has probably, you know, when we lost that feed, we lost a lot of people too, unfortunately.
We just dumped them out of there. Oopsie.
And Pip, I was like, all right, I guess that's it. Fuck it, we're done. You know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't know why Facebook just crapped out. It is what it is. If you guys have nothing to add, I'm going to take our first break. Is there anything else?
That'll do it.
Pip?
Break.
All right. On the break, we got new music from G. Lottie and Melons featuring Diane with Focus, and you can learn more about both at them. I don't know how many of them there are there. Them at khb-music.de. It's a 5-minute break. We'll be back with the April Fool's Countdown. Biggest Fools. Always a lot of fun. Always a lot of arguing. Always a lot of laughs. So, you know, pretty much what we always do. So just hang